The Youth's Instructor, November 9, 1899. The Joy That Is Set Before Us, Part 2. The message of mercy that Christ brought from the Father to man was meant for the ears of the world. I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Everlasting life has been purchased for man at an infinite cost. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Through this matchless gift, Christ encircles the world with an atmosphere of grace. All who choose to inhale this life-giving air will have eternal life. That Christ should take human nature and, by a life of humiliation, elevate man in the scale of moral worth with God, that he should carry his adopted nature to the throne of God and there present his children to the Father, to have conferred upon them an honor exceeding that bestowed upon the angels, this is love that melts the sinner's heart. It is too much for the human mind to grasp that God, having gathered together all the riches of the universe and laid open all the resources of his power, should place them in the hand of his Son, saying, "All these I give to you for man. These are my gifts to him. Confer them upon him, that he may know that there is no love like mine, and that his eternal happiness consists in giving me his love in return." As the sinner contemplates this love, it broadens and deepens into infinitude, passing beyond his comprehension. Co-laborers with God are to fill the space they occupy in the world with the love of Jesus. The world needs spiritual workers who will plant the seeds of truth in every heart. Christ calls upon us to be instant in prayer. By this, he means that the heart is constantly to go out after God, while we watch for opportunities to do good to the souls that are ready to die. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. God has chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Therefore, stand fast. Your hardest conflict will be in keeping the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. In order to do this, you must die daily. If you serve God faithfully, you will meet with prejudice and opposition. But do not become provoked when you suffer wrongfully. Do not retaliate. Hold fast your integrity in Jesus Christ. Set your face as a flint heavenward. Let others speak their own words and pursue their own course of action. It is for you to press on in the meekness and lowliness of Christ. Do your work with steadfast purpose, with purity of heart, with all your might and strength, leaning on the arm of God. The true and exalted nature of your work you may never know. The value of your being you can measure only by the life given to save you. The apostle gives us his experience and the experience of his fellow laborers in their work. "We are troubled on every side," he says, "yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body." If we work the works of Christ, the mind will gather strength and firmness to resist the adversary of souls. The apostle says, "Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to Him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. For every soul who is growing up into Christ, there will be times of earnest and long-continued struggle, for the powers of darkness are determined to oppose the way of advance. But when we look to the cross of Christ for grace, we cannot fail. The promise of the Redeemer is, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world."